Cumtown episode 5.
Ooh, ooh, episode 5, bitch.
We did this one backwards. We already recorded the second half with our guest, Bonnie McFarlane.
Hilarious. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I feel like it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was all right.
And listen, it's going to be much better than the, you know, the bullshit we're about to do.
Yeah, so we did it backwards, so we got to do the first half now, which is pretty unorthodox for us. Every single one of these episodes is actually scripted. we script the whole fucking thing.
Except the one where we argued and Seth and Ronald... Or Ray, what was it?
I don't know.
Baltimore comedian.
I don't know. I wasn't there for
that. Oh, yeah, you weren't there. I was only there for the Seth part.
Yeah. There's this guy, Seth Dickfield, apparently, that's been doing the podcast.
Yeah, almost as much as us.
Yeah, he's around pretty often. Stav just spent the weekend in Atlantic City.
I was in beautiful AC, baby. Yeah, I was there. It was a working trip. I'm going to mention my erotic Instagram again. I took a bunch of nude pictures on a public Jersey beach. I just had my dick wagging in the sea.
Was it a nude beach?
No, just like a
I feel like
beach.
All beaches in Jersey are nude beaches.
Yeah, they're all getting fingered beaches for sure.
They're all nude beaches. You have to do steroids to go to them.
I had to do a lot of the lifeguards wouldn't let you in the water unless you did 10 pull-ups on the lifeguard station.
What percentage of the male population of New Jersey do you think is on anabolic steroids?
Like a legitimate guess?
Yeah.
7%? Is that low?
I'd say it's much higher than that.
You think so?
I think it's
7% is a good amount of people.
Yeah, but I think it's probably closer to like 72%.
Yeah, actually, thinking about it now, 72 sounds a lot.
Yeah, that's
a lot better. 72% of just the men, or just are you talking everyone?
Men and women.
Yeah, babies.
Yeah,
old ladies doing fucking lat pull downs.
Yeah, Italians need testosterone.
Italians 100%. Don't get me wrong.
Italians, they can't live without anabolic steroids. They actually have a brain virus. Makes them require trans fats and anabolic steroids. The steroids, they dilate their fucking shitty clogged arteries from living off gnocchi and,
ragu, sauce.
Gravy.
That's so fucking stupid.
We've been meaning to have like an Italian bashing episode for a while. You know what? And it's maybe I'm being a little bit unfair to Italians, but in an age where you're not really allowed to be racist anymore, you can still be racist towards Italians.
Oh, anything you say. I can't stand when an Italian's like, hey, whoa, come on, man. I'm Italian. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, the reason it's like they'll never be able to stop that is because, you know, with other minority groups, you know, like people, I remember when I was like a teenager, like it's being racist towards black people has just never really been okay.
Right.
That one's always been off.
You could be really racist for the beginning of this country, but after that...
No, I mean in the last, like, since I've been alive.
Oh.
That one's always been off limits.
In Greektown, Baltimore, Maryland, it's always been very... I think in most communities, in half of the communities in America, it's been okay. But I know what you're saying, though.
Well, I'm saying that I remember being, like, 12, and I remember thinking, like, huh, it's weird that you're, like, you know, it's, like, really messed up if you said something, like, if you used a racial slur towards a black person. But I can spend all day being like, yeah, Chinese guys got tiny dicks.
yeah,
and it's just funny, and they laugh at it, and I say it to their faces, and they smile,
dude,
and they, you know.
Yeah. And it's they like, smile, and they
play
but chopsticks.
So what happened
piano.
Was eventually Asian people got angry, and you know, with Suey Park and all, you know,
that was hilarious,
Arthur Chu, who that does, you know, to be fair, have a very tiny dick. So I don't
that
know.
That is true. We don't want to slander him. He does have
a really tiny. He has an extremely small dick. So for legal purposes, we're not going
to. We have to say that.
But just
we have
a disclaimer.
To say, legally, Arthur Chu has a very, very small dick.
Microscopic.
You
it's like
see
a match head. It's just a, a little red match head dick.
It's the same color as
that's
every
how
match
he fucks.
Head.
He strikes it.
He has to rub it against a pubic hair.
It makes a little like a little pop noise. I've finished sex. But you know, but it's racist. But they got angry, and that's why people don't make, you know, Asian jokes anymore. They cancel Colbert shit. As misguided as it was, that shit wound up
working.
I think it did. But why Italians will never be able to do that is because they're already angry.
There's no next There's no level.
Yeah, they can't get angrier. They're like the Hulk.
They could do like the Sopranos
episode. They're the Hulk in the sense that they like to wear shitty purple clothes.
Dude, talking about, I have an anecdote about my not knowing that you can't be racist, because I grew up around a bunch of fucking animal Greek people who fucking just were the worst people on earth. Like, I remember a life lesson one of my friend's dads taught me.
Well, the Greeks are just Italians without any industry.
Right, but like a much, we've been really coasting on democracy for forever. That's true. Like, yeah. That's what we got. But like this fucking guy, he's a piece of shit. His name is Haralambos. Haralambos? Haralambopoulos. Which is such a fucking stupid name. He's just one of the worst people I've ever met in my fucking life. Like a lesson he gave his son was the worst thing a man can be, number one, a gambler, number two, a faggot. I was like, that's like at his son's 16th birthday party, lessons he's just telling all his male friends, you know?
Well, that was okay. Again, like homophobia was fine until, like, honestly, people think it's like...
No, it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, three years ago, probably. I remember I was driving behind one of those... like a scooter, like a Piaggio scooter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remembered in Vice City, which, like, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which came out in, like, 2002 or something.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, middle school, I think.
Yeah, the name of that bike was, like, the Faggio. And the joke was, like, because it's for faggots, yeah. Get it? Here's a video game for children where we literally call people faggot.
Right, right, right. Well, for children, you're getting your dick sucked in the back seat and all this shit.
But, yeah, but it's, you know, you can't see it.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It counts. But, no, I know homophobia is good, but I'm painting the picture of the kind of people I grew up around. So when I got to middle school, I thought it would be a funny joke to tell my friends who was wearing Tommy Hilfiger. Hey, nice Tommy Hill N-word. You know what I
just
mean?
Just say it. It's fine. I'll bleep it later.
You're not going to bleep. There's no way.
You're gonna,
what you're going to do is isolate it and just play the clip over and over again.
Yeah, that's the new theme song.
And these fucking, like, Jews from, like, Northwest Baltimore were horrified. Immediately snitched on me. Immediately told all these black kids. And they were like... And luckily, I was in, like, the nerd class. So, like, the one black kid in it was very meek and shit. But if they had told just any other kid... And they luckily, they didn't have any... I had more black friends than they did. And if they had, like, any non-nerd black friends, I would have been fucked in that school. But, yeah, that's what I thought was acceptable coming out of fucking the Greek community.
Well, it's just a bad joke, you know. I mean, if it had been a better N-word,
I don't think that's why you offended those Jews.
It's because you offended their humor sensibilities.
Yeah, you're right. They're all writing for fucking Fallon now.
Yeah, they're all Emmy Award winning.
They came up with smashing. Anyway, whatever.
Smashing what?
Eggs on your head.
Oh, we should plug this. Last week you said National Slampoons in Conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. National Slampoons. I haven't decided what to do with that. I'll probably just tweet it out eventually right now, actually.
Do you want to talk about, because we don't really have to fill that much time, because we got a decent chunk with Bonnie, and
good
it's great.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
stick
so
around,
the second
baby.
Half is definitely going to be the part. You know, really, just fucking don't send me criticism and say, well, the last one, someone keeps like DMing me and they're like, you got to tell that other guy to stop laughing.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Hey,
yeah, fuck
buddy.
That guy.
Suck my dick, pal. Yeah. That's what I got to say to you.
Which, no, I don't. We don't have to do, just don't. I mean, continue to subscribe to the podcast, but don't listen to it. If you got a problem, pal, rate us 5 stars, subscribe, and then don't listen to the podcast. That's what I got for you. Thank you very much. Please give us money and buy the t-shirts when they come out.
Yeah. They're just going to be t-shirts we've cummed on.
Harambe the Gorilla.
Harambe.
Oh, man.
What a name.
That story.
Harambe sounds like a thing a racist calls a black person.
Well, pretty much every ape at the zoo, they give it a name. Because that's the one place you're allowed to be a racist still, is at the zoo. The guy who names the animals at the zoo is like, can we call this one... yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not that creative. I forgot that we were recording this. I just remembered my own sense of humor.
I thought you were about to... Yeah, I thought you were about... You had a very similar moment to me 7 minutes ago on the podcast.
The name of this episode is just going to be the letter N with a bunch of asterisks after it. And then a comma, and then another N with a bunch of asterisks. But yeah, no, that Harambe story was great. Because I love that people are like, well, he was, it looked like he was protecting that little boy. It's like, you're protecting him from what? Right. Like, you know, the other gorillas. It's like, oh, okay. So yeah, that was the one that wasn't the problem. And it's also like, just imagine the outrage if the one zookeeper had been loading the gun and then another zookeeper was like, whoa.
Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah, let's see what happens here with this. Oh, okay, that little boy's dead. So yeah. That's my fault, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Everyone's like, what? You killed a beautiful, majestic ape.
Yeah. And then, you know what? I was having so much fun making fun of Harambe on Twitter, and then that piece of shit, Muhammad Ali, had to die.
Oh, no.
And ruined that story.
Can you believe it, dude?
He did it to take
away
from...
Very selfish.
Yeah, that selfish piece of shit.
Of you trolling.
I like how everyone I know now is suddenly an expert on Muhammad Ali.
I love
Ali,
that, too. It's like... And not the usual stuff where it's like just a link. Everyone is posting their own, like... 3-paragraph Facebook status. Like, yeah, he was fucking cool. Muhammad Ali was tight. I loved, like, I liked him, but he didn't fucking affect. There's no way he affected you that way. And also, you're a white guy from the fucking. I mean, maybe if you're like a black dude who was growing up in that era or around there, or you know, but like, there was just a lot of white guys from like suburbs that were like, changed race relations, man. It's like that guy did not help your life at all. He made your life a little worse, actually.
Yeah,
thinking about it,
I was surprised he was still alive. Actually, he was one of those guys that I assumed was dead. You know what blew my mind when Rosa Parks died? Like,
when
Rosa Parks died.
Yeah, I thought she was Harriet Tubman for a while.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean, like 100 years ago?
It was also funny because it's like, yeah, it's sad that he died and everything, but then you see what he looked like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we should cancel boxing. No one should box. This is the greatest boxer ever, and he can't fucking raise his hand. Like, it looks like a fucking...
Well, there's zero evidence that Parkinson's came from boxing, you know? All the times he got punched in the head repeatedly probably had nothing to do with that.
Totally. I mean,
CTE is a lie. Yeah. It doesn't exist.
Watch the NFL, folks. Watch us pay black people to hurt each other for our amusement.
I wonder, though, with Parkinson's, like, is it one of those things where, like, you know how, like, so if you have ADD and you take Adderall, it calms you down.
Right,
but if you don't have ADD and you take Adderall, it, you know, it's speedy, ramps you up. So I'm thinking, like, with Parkinson's, you know, if you're just a guy and you're a boxer for 20 years and you get Parkinson's later in life, if you're a guy like Michael J. Fox who never boxed,
if we just
beat the fuck out of him repeatedly,
probably.
Just smash him over the head with baseball bats,
could we save
Michael J.
Fox?
I
think so, dude. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, we're doing a show called Bat to the Future. Where you say, hit him in the back of the head with a baseball bat to save Michael J. Fox. Did you see them on Fallon? I don't know if it was Fallon. You know what? It might have been Kimmel. They had some late night show. They had them on. And they come out, and fucking Christopher Lloyd is like demented.
So old.
He's old as shit. He's like, where are we? You know, and he's like, we're in the future. He's like, no, literally, where are we? Are we doing the sketch now?
When are we on, Michael?
How old am I? Does anyone know where my car keys are? Yeah, it was like hard to watch because you thought you would feel bad for Michael J. Fox, who's dying.
Right.
But it's Christopher Lloyd, who should have been dead like 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was terrible. Already. Remember how like old he looked
in the
One
80s.
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Oh, yeah, the Cuckoo's Nest. Not even. Yeah, that was 70 whatever.
75?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I'm usually pretty good with that. Movie years?
I want to say 76, but that's just because you said 75. I want to say a different number, but close to it, you know. So hopeful. I'm batting that you're kind of close, and I want to steal that.
Okay, that'd be good. All right, well, that's probably enough.
That's
time.
Good. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
I think
so,
we did our due
apologies to Adam, who we had to cut out of this one. We were gonna.
Well,
record.
Honestly, like,
This one, you know what? I did it. It was my fault the last time that Adam couldn't do the podcast. It was a scheduling issue on my end. But this time it was Stav's fault. He said, I don't want to wait for Adam to show up.
Yeah, fuck Adam is my stance. Nick said it too off mic earlier.
I did. He was I would say a lot of things off mic that we're not
going to. Yeah. Fuck Adam, et cetera, et cetera.
Stay tuned. We got Bonnie McFarlane coming up.
Bonnie McFarlane's great.
It's
hilarious.
Great. And please don't ever unsubscribe to this podcast.
We need it, bitch.
We have a list of the people that are subscribed already. If I see your name drop off, there will be consequences. Stay tuned.
No little cinnamon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
So kiss a little longer, stay close a little longer, hold tight a little longer, longer with Big Red. That Big Red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on. While you chew it, say goodbye a little longer, make it last a little longer. Give your breath long-lasting freshness.
Hey, we're back from break. So
is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to do this. So this one is the second half of the podcast that we're...
So we're still not starting.
No, we're starting.
I don't want to waste really good things.
We're starting, baby.
This is real. Yeah.
In real life, I'll have a really clever thing to say and I just won't do it because there's no mic.
Well, we're back from break. It's going to be edited. So
back from break in quotes.
Recording the second half of the podcast first, doing a little non-linear trick.
Oh shit, dude! Don't tell him.
And we have a guest, so you have to keep listening.
When you guys told me the name of the podcast was Come Town, I said, "You can't keep me away."
That's Bonnie McFarlane. Famous comedian.
Great comedian.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Totally.
People are Googling right now. Really?
Yeah.
For sure.
She's got a movie.
M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-E.
A book. So a comedian / book maker /
movie maker. I like to think of myself as the filmmaker, an author.
Filmmaker and author.
A wife, a mother.
Oh,
and
this,
a comedian.
It's like that song. Like that. I'm a bitch.
And also I'm a bitch. Mother, yeah. Right.
I like that you are sitting there. Bonnie's far away from us.
She's on the other side of the room.
I know.
Well, that's because this is sort of like a boys-centric podcast.
Yeah, it's an alpha male podcast.
It's an alpha male. We're live in the Anthony Acumia studios.
You guys still are doing binary gender coding.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's absolutely only two genders.
Actually, there's only one gender, male, and then I don't pay attention to whatever else is going on.
You're homosocial.
Yeah,
that's absolutely right.
Is that the science name for human beings?
Homosocial is when you're not gay, but you only enjoy hanging out with men.
Oh, really?
You may have sex with women, but...
Isn't that metro?
I think my husband's homosocial. That's how I know the term.
Isn't that metrosexual? What happened to metrosexual?
No,
it's almost the opposite of
metrosexual. Yeah, exactly. Because metrosexuals appear gay.
But are not.
But are not. We'll still fuck women. But it sounds like...
Erudite.
That's a good word. I don't know exactly what it means, but I feel
sure
like
myself. I just
but I feel like
I
it's
always
good.
Feel like you can you know, we're in a time in this world where you can just use any word you want, and if you don't know exactly what it means, it's probably 90% of the population also.
But that's right, folks.
Anti-intellectualism. That's our topic today.
That's what we're actually so pro anti-intellectualism. We don't know anything on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not wearing sleeves. I'm going sleeveless.
Nick is wearing.
You both very much look like and you are the poster guys for anti-intellectualism and homosocialism.
So
I feel like everybody should be anti-intellectualism, because how much of a piece of shit do you have to be to describe yourself as an intellectual?
Well, I do a lot of reading.
Yeah, reading is.
I lost my
reading
voice.
You guys both wear glasses and yet cannot read.
That's true. That is
ironic.
Fuck, we got to lose these.
Yeah.
I'm not reading, that's for sure. The glasses got to go.
Well, I do like the style of your glasses, which I tried to find and I couldn't.
Here, I'll give you a tip. Zenni.com. They're an official sponsor. Zenni.com.
Is this like a Greek website that's going to steal your credit
this
card
is my
information?
My uncle's website.
Z-E-N-I?
Z-E-N-N-I. These glasses were $7. That's why
glasses. That's the thing about glass. The frames were $7.
No.
It's still going to be hundreds of
dollars. I'm telling you, I legitimately with
Can
shipping.
Can I test your glasses? Do you
yes,
mind?
Yes, please.
Please
throw
do.
Them over here. I can't
here you
get
go. They're very durable.
Oh, this is light and durable. Oh, and they do have a prescription in them.
Yeah, I'm not one of these assholes that, you know, has
that's
those for
very
style.
Popular now. I remember the first time I saw somebody with just the frames and plastic lenses. And they were
Kat
like,
"Cat was doing that for a while."
There
Kat
could
Timps
be nothing
Kat
douchier.
Kat Timps still does it.
She still does it.
Kat Timps still wears fake glasses onto Fox News. So if you ever see Kat on Fox News, she's wearing fake glasses.
But to why?
It's a style thing. To look, I guess. Yes, yeah.
I do sometimes roll around in a wheelchair. I don't
that's
need
a great
it.
Bit. Yeah, that's a great style choice.
Well, you say that, but people did have like, you know, canes because they look cool.
That was the pimp culture.
Well, thank you for breaking down my joke.
Well, I'm sorry, but
nothing
is
funnier than taking apart a joke.
I'm just trying to introduce some tidbits. Into
right?
The,
no, I like it. Well,
going.
Actually, 1904 was the highest sale of canes in the country.
When I was a teenager, I knew this big fat guy Justin that started mm-hmm. walking with like a cane with a skull on it.
Hell yeah!
And then, yeah, yeah.
Hell yes. Oh my god!
Yeah. Does he still have it?
Well, people,
but it was spelled Jason with a Y.
Yeah, no, it was Justin. And
oh,
he,
Justin!
It had a secret compartment that he would keep cigarettes in,
oh,
in the cane.
Fuck yes!
But people made fun of him for it, obviously. For sure.
But they didn't
was,
know about the cigarettes, obviously.
Yeah, well, they didn't know
that it
how cool it actually was, yeah. But yeah, so they made fun of him for it, so then he was pretending like he actually needed the cane because he was so fat,
awesome.
And it's like,
well,
it was
like
a slippery
scooter.
Slope.
Like, that's better. No, like, yeah. No. Yeah. I'm not a douchebag with terrible style. I'm medically obese and I cannot walk. Yeah,
yeah. Well, you get those scooters, right? I think you get a discount on those scooters.
Yeah.
If you have like a medical, so they just have to call up and be like, well, what's your problem? It's like, I'm fat. And then they get
shit, really?
Well, that's who those are for. You can't get a scooter. I mean, you could, but nobody's riding, or no able-bodied people are riding around those scooters.
Right. It's the scooter is for the able-bodied
yeah.
fat person.
This is a non-ableist podcast.
Yes.
Have
you ever read the reviews about that movie, Me Before You, or You Before Me, or whatever?
Me, Myself, and Irene?
No, there's a movie that's come out called You Before Me, and it's about a guy who is... he's been in an accident, now he's paralyzed, I don't know, from the waist down or the neck down, I'm not sure. But some woman comes to take care of him, and of course they fall in love. But he's made a pact with himself, or with his parents, that he wants to kill himself. And his parents said, wait 6 months. Because that's what parents do when you want to kill yourself. They say, you know what?
That's what parents do with, like,
time
PlayStation.
Clock on this.
Yeah. I'm like, I really want PlayStation. Wait 6 months. And then in summer we'll get you PlayStation.
See how you feel. Yeah. Why don't you wait until your brother kills himself and then see if you still want to do it. Then this woman, they fall in love, but then they still have to kind of check in on... You know, so they do something fun together. I don't know what, like she
right rolls them
through the sand. That would be hard, but yeah. And
probably
along
like
the beach.
Something with parquet floors.
She sets his feet on fire. Is someone making bacon?
And then he just always be like, "We're in love." And
yeah,
he's like, "Well, I'm still gonna kill myself." And
yeah,
then it's like
that would be awesome.
What movie is that? I don't know.
It's called
name.
You Before Me or Me Before You, but it gets like. It's been getting like really hilarious reviews and stuff because it's a terrible idea for a movie
to
be like, well, first of all, if you're handicapped, then
what
else are you going to do?
Right. Kill yourself.
Going to kill yourself. Yeah.
That's great. We should watch it. We should have a sister review podcast.
We should. Have you seen the remake of Rear Window with Christopher Reeves?
No.
It's really funny.
Really?
Because it's right after his accident. I think it's the first movie he made after his accident.
Oh,
like,
he's playing in a wheelchair, and he really is in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's like completely fucked up. Jesus, you know, because it was like, I think it might have been.
Oh, my God. It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
How could it not have worked?
Well, they were like, we need to be able to put Christopher in a movie. And they're like, oh, perfect. We'll remake Rear Window.
Right. They just go through like their list of movies with handicapped people, and they're like, "Well, there's only been one,
yeah.
So I guess that's the one we'll do."
Yeah,
Now he could do the remake of You Before Me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He could be in
Let's reanimate
that.
Him.
Well, at the end, he's like, you know, the killer comes in and he the struggle
him with his laser
is.
Eyes.
Well, he just like disconnects his like breathing tube. And then Christopher Reeves shows off. They use the movie to show off Christopher Reeves' like newfound ability to swallow air into his lungs like a fish. He was, you know,
oh
he does
God.
This. Like, man, it's not going to translate on the podcast, but he does this weird, like weird, gross, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
filthy, disgusting.
But there's,
thing.
Like, a guy yeah. on set that's like, okay, he's really dying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then yeah. to run in.
Wait, just, blink at us if you're, if
just
you're
dressed like an animal trainer.
Yes.
It's the polo shirt tucked into the khaki shorts.
Okay, that's enough.
I shot a commercial and they had like a specially trained dog that was a this little dog, like a lunchbox that had to like run in and then sit down or whatever. And of course it was like a lesbian in the Blockbuster employee outfit that like took care of it.
But really, like, sometimes they're very, like, that's their power in life. And so they're very, like, I've got to get this dog out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Please,
get this
please.
Dog in.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Don't pet the dog. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That is all they have. That's everyone, though. Everyone who's any manager of anything is always, I feel like, really flexes their power, whatever they have.
Do you guys think SeaWorld's going to come back from all the Blackfish controversy? Do you think people are going to forget about that?
Oh,
I don't think so, actually.
No?
Well, my daughter wanted to go to SeaWorld, and of course I try not to do anything with my daughter. And so I just showed her the movie, and then she was like, I don't want to.
What are you going to do when there's like when she wants to do something wholesome?
Well, she wanted to go camp this year. My daughter's 8 or something. And... She never went to camp before because I'm virtually unemployed.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I'm a famous comedian, but that means nothing. So I signed her up for camp this year, and she wanted to go to robotics camp.
Oh, whoa! You got a nerd on your hands.
She's so dumb, and it's like, well, how is that going to help you in life?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's
like, don't you want to get good at like frisbee or something? Yeah.
Robotics camp. That's for boys, though. You can't send.
Well,
a girl
here's
there.
The thing: is that all the pictures show boys.
Oh,
but
really?
They have a class that's specifically for girls, which normally I wouldn't be into this. But then I started to worry that she wasn't going to have friends.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll just sign you up for the girls. But the girls is only 10 and up. So she has to go to
got
to
go in the boys club. Break that glass ceiling.
I said, is it going to be okay if there's all boys? And she was like, yeah, we'll talk about Minecraft. She's pretty cool.
Minecraft is it's virtual Legos, right? That's essentially.
And you can like make them do shit. They like.
You didn't think like Legos were nerdy enough. They're like, how can we get computers involved?
Well, because they go into each other's worlds. They're friends. And then they like.
Uh-huh.
She's got like her phone on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
But they never see each other. They don't care about
yeah, they
seeing
just,
each other. And then they just sit the FaceTime phone there. And then they're yelling at each other while they're doing.
Oh, interesting.
They're. In their other worlds.
I have a grown man friend that plays Minecraft. Do you know Blake Midget? Also,
oh, hell yeah.
One
That's
of the,
his real last name?
Blake Midget.
I think you should change it to Little Person. Yeah. Oh, no, it just doesn't feel right.
He's so lucky that he gets to say Midget just like...
Well, you can say it.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not going to pretend like
never.
That's a slur anyone
Probably
can really do anything about.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to say
well,
little person and
shoulders.
Then whisper midget right
yeah,
after.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
That's a joke from my act. I'm a professional comedian.
You just, you say it, you whisper like this with your hand under your mouth.
Yeah, right.
instead of the side, and you go to the bottom. I stepped over a midget one time. When I was leaving a classroom in community college, he was like, he was sitting by the
door.
He was
not. He was not bent over anything.
He was squatting. So he only had a clearance of like 2 feet.
This is, I think, like a teachable moment. I didn't know they could squat.
Well, yeah. I stepped over him completely.
They bend at the knee?
And I didn't realize how insulting that was until afterwards. To completely just walk over top of another human being.
Right. But you had to get somewhere. You're like, oh, I got another class. You didn't
yeah.
mean it. You weren't intentionally being a dick.
Well, maybe partially.
Yeah, you
I
definitely
mean,
were. It was there was
on
a
impulse,
clear
and then afterwards.
You did
I
put your
it.
Balls in his mouth.
I did. Well,
that
that's part of
wrong.
Walking over somebody. Yeah. You know, just, once you realize you can do that, you gotta fucking teabag him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So true.
Okay, well, what do you got?
What do I got?
Oh my God.
We're really good at podcasting.
It's like, it's really, we don't plan anything, and then
oh, come
it's
on.
Hot out.
I find that hard to believe. This has been
I had a couple of things. Right, oh, you know what? Here, we'll
humming
just...
along at quite a pace.
Did you?
I had some, but go ahead.
No, I wanted, because I was thinking, I wanted to talk about, did you see the story about the swimmer kid at Stanford?
Yes, oh, got 6 months. I can't. I try not to see that story. And it's
did you
like,
see the letters? From
yes, of course. God, it's like every dead. Woman I know posted it.
Yeah.
Read this powerful letter. This is a must read.
Well, no, it's great. The letter the girl wrote is probably the best thing that's ever been written on BuzzFeed. Unfortunately, yes. Someone had to get raped for them to produce anything that's entertaining.
Out
to read.
Of pain comes great yeah. art.
What kind of gifts did they use for that? When I didn't,
well,
I didn't see the BuzzFeed
one.
The
dad was kind of crazy.
Oh my God, the dad!
The dad's hilarious, dude.
Unbelievable.
I love when he describes
one moment of
20 minutes of action.
Yes,
well, hold
yes.
on. Jesus Christ!
If it's just calling like fucking action yeah. is already worse than rape. That's yeah. I feel. Like, action is something you do in the back of, like, a panel van with, like, a mural on the side, you know? You have to, like, fucking, like, there's got to be, like, a wizard on top of a mountain airbrushed on the side of the van, and then you fuck in that van, and that's what action
that's action.
Is.
Yeah, that was fucking horrendous. What did he post that on, too? Like, what was he expecting to happen? Like, people to read that and be like, oh.
He's
I don't
so
think he
right.
posted it.
One
I think
minor
it was,
mistake yeah. in life. How did, I didn't follow the case until the letters. But so how did it come out?
Well,
the girl went, she knew
no,
she was passed out.
Was
right?
She was passed out. She right. was caught. Like he was like fucking her underneath or fingering her, behind a dumpster.
Jesus Christ.
Which like, ugh. How did you go find a dumpster even? You know,
when he dragged her out to the dumpster.
She was out behind a dumpster, like oh I, yeah, and he was fingering her behind a dumpster, ugh. And these two Swedish guys, who they said were biking. They said they were riding. I don't know if they said they were riding bicycles, but they
obviously
said
it was like a heroin or something.
Well, I'm hoping there was two Swedish guys on on like one of those double bicycles.
For a second, I thought you were going to talk about it. Yeah, yeah, like, you don't know. You don't know the sex act bicycling.
Hans, come on!
It's two Swedish guys on a just out for a double bicycle ride at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so they caught him.
Yeah, they caught him like dry humping. They were like, "Hello, are you okay?" And then he ran
off.
That's
crazy Jesus because Christ. I don't know that I would have stopped to see if the girl was okay. Like. It would be hard in the dark, I think, to...
Well, come on. We're New Yorkers. We don't stop for people if they're hurt.
I stepped over a midget. I mean, that's right. The kind of guy I am.
That's what you do in New York. You see somebody being hurt, you say, it's none of my business.
Only in New York.
And you
well,
keep
I did call the cops once.
Did
I
you?
I saw these two guys dragging a girl into a taxi cab.
Jeez,
like,
yeah,
literally, that's... like her shoe fell off. That's holy how, and they had to go back and get it, like,
so you
dragging
do
her
something.
Along. And I yelled, and I was running down the street, but they got in the cab and took off, so I just called the cops, but I have no idea what happened after that.
Yeah, she is in Mississippi right now. Human traffic.
Maybe they were helping. Were they helping?
It's totally possible that they were friends of hers. They did say we're her friend when I was yelling at them.
Oh, well, then.
Therefore.
They definitely were not about to gang-bang
her. I
let it
go. I said, all right.
The cops show up and shoot the cab driver.
They both gave me different names, but I believe one was saying her first name and one was saying her middle name.
We had that happen. I was at my apartment complex, and there was some guy, like, beating his girlfriend in, like, the parking lot, like, across. Like, she was in her car, and he's, like, punching the window and kicking the car. We had to like yell at him and run over and call the cops and shit. So
oh
I guess
God.
Like I, you know, like a minimal level of, you know, doing the right thing.
Yeah,
to
no,
some
you'd
extent.
Do something. I think
yeah,
you'd
yeah.
do something.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you saw that, maybe yeah, you would just check to say like, hey, are you guys?
You should ask
you
what her
right?
name is. If they say it's her friend, you know, she and then say,
well,
can
they
we
did
see
that.
Her ID or something.
Yeah, they did that. They asked the Swedish guys were like, oh. do you know her name? I think that something like that. And then he didn't know. Or
well, why, he couldn't make something up at that point? Like, what?
Really,
like,
he was terrible at improv.
His story,
he was really bad.
His story changed like 3 times. And the like, I guess the testimony from the Swedes, because their like identity isn't public.
Right.
You know,
Although they could have their own show right now if they played their cards right.
Yeah.
They're fucking heroes.
It's actually,
the
you know who it was?
Stoppers and a yellow was, tandem bicycle.
It was the Property Brothers. That's why. That's why no one knows their identity. Because the Property Brothers stopped that rape.
Well, there's those three girls that stopped
I'm Jason Property, and this is my brother Michael Property. We stopped
rapes.
We're
opposites. And we've never kissed. It works.
I was saying, I like to imagine that the Property Brothers, they have no genitals, but they share a bed with each other.
Aww. You do a lot of imagining.
I do.
About the Property
Brothers. Well, it's my favorite show.
When he says imagining, he means, I like to beat off to the Property
how is,
Brothers.
How is, that, what is, how is that even a beating off thing? That's not even slightly
sexual. Well, we don't
know.
Sexual. Everybody has a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody beats no, off
And by the way,
different.
You jumping to a defense, and you're yes. twitching. Your leg is yes. twitching right now.
Yes.
Nick is bright red.
If he
he's
storms
furious.
Out, we've yeah. got him.
Yeah. I already did a storming out bit on the last podcast, so I can't storm out
I
again.
Wish you would storm out.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. If
that
I,
would be an awkward podcast for the rest of this.
I think we could fill, you know.
I had to leave. I had to leave on the last one because, Adam just started making dinner while we were recording
yeah.
it. And I got annoyed.
Yeah, we'll probably trash Adam at the beginning of this. Seeing as
yeah, we'll
we...
get. Well, Adam's going to be on the beginning of this podcast.
Who's Adam?
Adam's the third guy on the podcast.
Oh, I don't see him.
Yeah,
you
we
guys
don't.
Do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. He's been talking this whole time.
Oh,
what
I
are you talking?
Those
yeah.
are the lulls.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we were confused when you were talking about lulls. Adam was giving a beautiful soliloquy.
Well,
oh, I thought we were just going to do it right now afterwards. And then, anyway.
Yeah, we're going to do it after. We're going to go record the first half of this podcast
mm-hmm.
after this one.
Mm. This is
that way we get this part done with.
Right. Get me out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
get our friend Adam with no credits.
Yeah, the other we fuck up a lot, so it's like easy if we have more wiggle room to, you know, yell at Adam. And
I think
go
we're
back.
Doing great though.
We're
this
doing
is
fine.
A, this is
this
a
is going fine.
Classic.
All the dead spots we add in Tim Allen's grunt noise. yeah, that's
something like that. Yeah,
that's how it works. So, what projects do you have?
Do you know he's still alive?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see one of the Christmas movies last year out, and I was like, I was so worried about him, but I guess he just stopped doing
well,
the,
if, you know, if he dies.
He wasn't a Santa dog
yeah,
this year.
If he dies, whoever kills him becomes Tim Allen.
Oh,
that's
shit.
The,
oh, so
that's the Tim
forever.
Allen clause.
Yeah. It's been four people since I've been alive.
Yeah. I mean, he's only like 63 years old.
He's Tim not, Allen?
No, yeah, he's older than that.
No, he's not.
We're never going to look it up, but I bet you he is.
He was 27 in 1970.
How do you know this? Because
he went to prison.
Because
he went
autistic.
To prison when he was 27 or some shit for...
I'm about to look this shit up right
yeah.
now,
did you know that story, the Tim Allen story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've met Come Tim on. Allen, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I forgot.
I've been in the same room with him. I believe I may Later. Or may not have
jail?
Played pool with him. I don't remember.
Yeah. You were a co-conspirator in his fucking... When he was selling... What was it, Coke? He was
it
selling
was
Coke.
Coke. Tim Allen age. We're about to motherfucking find out.
Well,
right
that's
now.
I don't think it's that.
I'm gonna. Can I guess?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 58.
58? You think he's younger than that?
Yeah.
I think he's probably like 63.
Yeah. Well, guess what, you idiot? He's 62. You're wrong as shit. So.
Oh my god! But I didn't go over, so I feel
yeah,
like
you
I
win
won.
Price
yeah.
is Right rules. You
yeah.
win.
Get to
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Tim Allen now. Yeah. You won.
Boom.
Tim Allen.
Maybe I already did.
She did say she met him.
Oh well, I'll stop talking shit on Tim Allen. Man. But I'm sorry.
Where did you meet Tim Allen?
Well, we had the same manager, so we were at a party at our manager's once, and then he was at the Improv once.
Mm.
Did he ever describe Wilson's body to you?
Yes.
He did a
police drawing for yeah. me, so I was one of the first people to know.
It's
what
actually,
he actually
underneath the fence. It's just a severed head being held up by the Property Brothers. That's what I like to imagine. And they're working the mouth.
That's nice.
The
a lot
cool
of Property
brother.
Brothers deep cuts in this one.
Well, my girlfriend watches that show all the time. So
yeah, your
fucking,
girlfriend.
Yeah, it's me. It's just me. I sit at home and I watch the Property Brothers all day.
Of all things
oh,
to
I thought she watched
on...
the Tim Allen show. I was like, oh. That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, we actually can't. Yeah, we
the
can't.
Property
acknowledge...
Brothers now makes more. She seems like a real person now. Before I was like, I think he's making her up.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
for,
she's a very real, very disappointed person.
Yeah, for legal reasons, we can't acknowledge that Tim Allen has like a TV show on his podcast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a copyright issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're embroiled in some litigation.
Unfortunately. So what do you have coming out project wise? Anything big?
It's rude.
Is it? What do you mean is it rude?
I don't know. I feel like... Well, when does this air?
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow night I'm doing a big show at the Village Underground.
Cool.
Taping it live for Sirius. It's a lot of really good people on it. I'm not actually supposed to say what the show's about, but I feel like not enough people will hear this to make a difference.
Yeah.
But we're doing a game show called Would You Bang Him?
Oh, nice.
We were going to call it Would You Fuck Him, but then I just felt like it was a little too harsh.
Yeah. No, we agree. You should always name things like, you shouldn't be harsh. You shouldn't be explicit in your name.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, it's going on serious. You can say it, but just because you can,
doesn't mean
you should.
That's right. So, you hear that, Nick?
Yeah.
It's going to be Dan Soder, Mike Vecchione, Big J, Dave Smith, Pete Lee, somebody else. I'm missing somebody. So they're going to compete, and then we have four female judges, Carmen Lynch, Annie Letterman, Emily Tarver, and Marina Franklin are the judges. And so then the guys come out and they do 5 minutes of stand-up, and then the judges decide if they would fuck them or not.
So shouldn't that kind of be called Have You Already Fucked Them?
Do you think? Because I feel like, yeah.
And shouldn't that be the name of the show?
That could... We could work that in. So Rich is going to host it, and I'm going to be the...
That's great. I like
that. That's cool.
A nice little color commentary on it.
Yeah, it does a lot to speak to the patriarchy, which I just learned about this week.
You did?
From a shirt. Yeah, I saw somebody wearing a shirt, and so asked me about it.
Right.
I know all about flipping the patriarchy. I have an erotic Instagram account that we haven't
talked
about.
He plugs his Instagram
that we haven't talked about enough on the podcast.
I feel like that's a better name for it.
What's that?
Flipping the patriarchy.
Flipping the patriarchy. We should change.
Well, we
down.
Wanted to do it. We wanted, you know, got the Guys We Fucked podcast.
Yes.
So we wanted to do Guys They Fucked.
Yes.
So we're the guys.
Yeah. Oh.
But I don't.
Yeah. Right.
I haven't fucked either of them.
I haven't either.
Yeah,
but it would be rude.
I fucked them both.
Did you?
Whoa, nice.
They should judge. You should have them as guest judges for the.
Well, I mean, we could. I want it to be a regular thing, but
cool.
We'll see if it happens. The last one we did was a huge success. And
Those are all fuckable. Those are all pretty fuckable guys, though, on that lineup.
Yeah, no blacks.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're getting at.
Well, you should throw one in there where it's just
Michael Che was going to come, and I don't know what happened to him.
Who would be now?
We have no diversity.
Who's the guy that's just completely unfuckable that you could put, like, besides Stav?
Well,
you
I'm
could put
pretty
on
fuckable.
A fucking
I'm pretty
show.
Cute.
Well, you'd have to see what your stand-up... You know, the premise is that supposedly, you know, a funny guy, that's what women want, a good sense of humor, so we're going to put it to the test.
That's okay.
Great. I like
that's,
that
you know what? It's funny. It's like it's the male version of the Naked Show, where you have to showcase the thing
you know
that makes
weird?
You fuckable.
I don't know that if this was reversed that any women would say yes to it. I mean, I guess there's some women that would.
Would you do the Naked Show? Have you heard about
Never.
It?
Never.
Of course not.
Never. I don't do the Naked Show when I have sex. I don't do the Naked Show ever. No, I'm not.
I've seen it once. It's like incredible the turnout that show gets.
Because people are just, at the end of the day, people just want to like look at TV.
Absolutely.
But are you into the comedy of it at all?
No.
That's not a thing
I think
at
that's
all.
Like a 9%. I think it's 91%.
Even if you have funny comics on there, they're not going to be able to like really do their material while completely naked.
Well, the girl's like, well, I got to get stage time. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
that is
there's
so
another
funny.
Level there, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That's great.
Imagine sex trafficking yourself into the world of stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Just
yeah,
like,
low-level sex
you,
work.
You kidnap yourself like Liam Neeson's daughter.
Well, I always ask this question, and I really don't know the answer. And it's why, you know, women who do stand-up still really like try to be sexy and like.
Right.
You know, so many of them on their album covers. They're
yeah, it's so
like
weird. Yeah,
naked, and then they're like, "Pay attention to me as a funny person, and I have like this clever mind." And then they're doing it to themselves. They're what are objectifying themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's like feminism, but I don't understand.
Right?
Is it feminism or is it just like trying to get fucking money?
Yeah, I guess it probably is like...
Well, we're the experts.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
I feel like I've come
money.
To the right place
well, feminism
finally.
Is
I've
a
asked
myth.
This question many times to many people.
I don't know. I guess you could say that it's empowering. Because, like, at this point, it's like, what isn't feminism, really? You know, in terms of, I mean, it's like,
right.
As an ideology, it's like so thoroughly diluted through, mm-hmm. you know, culture at large. Everyone's pretty much a feminist. You have to, like, make a decision to say, I'm not a feminist now.
Right.
If you're anybody that's having a conversation with anybody, at least online.
Right.
So.
Well, I was involved in some, you know, human trafficking for a while. As a feminist, I felt like I was taking them to a better place.
Well, these are feminist swastikas.
That, yes.
It goes in a different direction.
Yes,
so
it's
actually
a little different than what you're thinking. Yeah.
It's an ancient Indian symbol that means, end the wage gap.
I know what you're saying, though, because there is like a difference between like. In theory, yes, like you should be able to dress however you want and still
yes.
and still be taken seriously, but there is like a period, I don't know. It seems like it's a little bit of a
Well, my husband put it this way. He was like, you know, if your dentist, if you showed up and your dentist was like, you know, wearing like a low cut shirt and her like belly was showing,
right.
and even if she was super hot and you were like, oh my God, this is amazing, this is my dentist, she still wouldn't think you had the best dentist.
Right.
You'd never be like, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Like if you really had some dental work to get done, you'd go to a better dentist.
A frumpier dentist.
Yes, you'd go to someone else. Like
a very kind Jewish guy.
Yes, like you're not going to go to the hot. Like that's the same thing about stand-up. It's like hotness really doesn't have anything. It doesn't
True.
Really help you.
Yeah, but it is still the entertainment industry. So there's like
if your whole thing is about bucking the system and getting into a business where it's male dominated and fuck them, I'm gonna succeed and then you're like, okay, and then now just let me play the game exactly as it's already been written for thousands of years. Like that's
no, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right that you could. It's like. Especially when it's like you're choosing the thing that you want to represent you the most, like a special cover or like, you know, the material for like, you know, you do set a tone with that. And I agree with what you're saying.
Well, I get on one level, like it works. It gets eyeballs on you or whatever.
Right.
But on the other level, it's like, well, so does marrying a rich guy and not working. Like so many things that are like sort of anti-feminism.
Yeah.
They work.
Right.
It's like, but it's not
just
like helpful to the cause. Then at the very least, don't present yourself, I think. It's like some fucking...
Like warrior for justice or whatever.
Yes.
Do you think male comedians should have to be jacked?
First of all, I don't like comedians that look normal at all. Like, it's not my thing.
So
like, even Dan Soder to me, I feel like he's still got to overcome... That
he's
like,
got that giant head.
He looks too normal, you know. He's like okay, or and I don't when I see pretty people doing stand up, it takes me so long to get behind it. I can't take it.
Of both genders too. It's like
both genders.
You can't be too hot and do stand up.
If you work out all the time, and then you're like, what's his name? For a long time,
Rogan.
I just didn't like him. No, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron.
Just completely based on the fact that I'm like, okay, well, you're so into working out.
Well, is he still though? Because he used to be like a competitive bodybuilder.
He still's like.
I mean,
he was wearing like a sleeveless shirt the other day. And
I've never seen him with sleeves. I don't.
Yeah,
think
I don't.
Yeah,
right.
No, he loves showing it.
He'll wear vests. Like vests over.
Like the one thing he's got going for him is that he's odd looking. Like even though he works out all the time, like he wears weird like suit coats.
Yeah.
And
he wears like Ed Hardy suits.
Yes, yes, it's so true. Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, so it's like he's still like a little, you know what I mean? Still like off.
Yeah,
he's still off.
Like I think you should be a little off.
But
if you're a comedian.
Anyone who's like just. Everyone's like beautiful in every category.
What,
like,
what about Rogan? Because Rogan's huge.
Rogan to me fits his
right. It
thing.
Makes sense.
Like his personality fits so well. Like Rich too, my husband. His personality is like this New Jersey guy. Like it fits so well with how he looks that. You know, it's almost like it's a flaw.
You know whose
in
body
and of itself.
Yeah. Right.
You know whose
right.
body is perfect for their act. Sean Rouse.
I don't know what he looks like anymore.
He has
seen
crippling
him in
arthritis.
Years. Yes. Okay.
He can barely stand up.
Isn't he like a fall down drunk? Or
Sean Rouse is like my favorite comedian.
I used to love him, and then I had too many encounters with him where he was just like a mean, horrible person.
Yeah, no,
I had to be like, I don't know who I'm gonna meet up with.
My friend Norman got him booked.
Now we're just gossiping about people that know.
That's what happens.
We have a terrible podcast. We told you it's bad. Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't worry.
Whatever. The rule with podcasts, you just do them. You get people to subscribe. And then if it's boring in the first, 10 minutes, they don't listen to it, but they forget to delete the episode or unsubscribe. Mm. And that's how you game the system and get up in the charts.
Oh, so that's what we're doing. I get it.
Yeah, this is all just a scam.
This is springtime
this
for
is
Hitler.
All a career.
I hear you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a front for I don't know what.
This is a career move, so we named it Cumtown.
Well, again, I think that's smart. I think, everybody's like, that's a dumb name. You're going to want to change it. And it's
I agree.
Everyone will remember Cumtown forever.
That's true.
Yeah, they'll remember not to hit play.
if you had a
name like Brookview or something, they'd be like, "What is that again?" And they might.
That sounds like a shitty apartment complex.
Yeah,
no, that's my apartment. That's my townhouse.
Yeah, I thought Brookview.
Gated community.
Yeah,
it's a fence.
It's
just a
fucking
fence.
Where I live is like everything about it is. It's like out of if you were going to make a TV show about like the friendliest town in the world, everything is named exactly. Like there's a suburban street.
It's called a suburban street. It's just named suburban street.
Yes. Like there's, it's just, it's so cliched. It's crazy.
Who gets to name the streets in just like a fake suburban?
The prisoners, town? Whoever's in the jail.
Oh.
That's, they make license plates and they name all the streets.
Oh.
It's true. I had
That's why there's so many Valdez streets.
Yeah. Eddie Guerrero Memorial Drive. Chris Benoit Drive.
Oh, shit. So where you live in Central Jersey, right?
I do. I live right in the very middle. Very suburban. In fact, our town is almost just houses. Like, there's hardly anything. Like, there's obviously, supermarkets and post office and stuff, but it's not like a destination place. Like there's no mall, nobody comes.
Is it what? So it's like a Philly suburb.
I don't know what that means.
Like a suburb of Philadelphia.
It's not.
Okay.
No, it's like an hour from Philly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an hour from New York, an hour from Philly. It's like 10-15 minutes from Princeton.
Oh, ooh.
That's where my
smart.
Daughter's taking her robotics.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. Were you guys friends with John Nash before he died?
Yeah. We were cool. Always hanging out.
Have you ever seen the not A Beautiful Mind, but there's like a maybe it wasn't even a documentary. It was just like a short interview with. So John Nash, Beautiful Mind.
Yes.
His son was also crazy, but way worse.
But just stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
but not a
guy at GameStop.
Yeah.
He would jump out of windows and stuff.
Oh,
but
he was.
Yeah, the son was also like a very
math
good at
genius.
Math. Yeah, but very fucking crazy. There's a video of. I saw an interview and they're interviewing John and John's keeping it together barely in the living room. And then the son's in the other room with these ridiculous giant cowboy boots on.
Oh, that is some good crazy shit.
What, this is a documentary? What?
It was a short, I don't know if it was a doc. I mean, it was an extended interview with John Nash and his family that I saw. Maybe
it was
because
I think part of it though is that your kids, and this is just part of the experiment I'm doing with my own child, is that when you went to school and you'd be like, oh my God, this kid is nuts. And then you meet the parents and they're the exact same kind of nuts. It's like they're growing up in that.
Yeah, but I mean, he has schizophrenia, the son.
Well,
he hears voices
too,
and yeah.
It's both things. It's it's the what the parents create, and it's also that kid just got really unlucky and got all his dad. Basically.
Nature versus nurture.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
That's the second hour of this. We're gonna open
nature
it up right
versus
now.
Nature.
Yeah. So now we can get into
because my daughter's
it for real.
Really good at joke writing. Like she's a very, very good joke.
Oh,
writer.
Really?
Do you want to hear one of the jokes that she wrote?
Sure.
She wrote this joke when she was maybe 6 years old.
Let's hear it.
She said,
"Is that because you just don't know how old she is?"
I know. I was like, "Is it 5?" She said, "You go on stage and you're in a wheelchair and you've got a neck brace on and your arms in a cast and you go up to the mic and you go to the audience. You should feel sorry for me. I'm married."
That is a great joke.
That's a great funny. Joke. That's my
so you're
joke.
Teaching your daughter to hate men at a young age. That's what I got.
She sees what happens in the family.
That's cool. There is some 9-year-old girl that's
I hate kids.
That's doing.
Really hate kid entertainers of almost across the board.
Well, because it's so. they almost definitely don't want to do it like themselves.
There's yeah, like, no, oh, every the father's kid comic, behind it. Yeah.
Remember that kid in D.C.?
It's like what you're watching is their stupid parent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like that, you really think they're sitting down and writing their dumb jokes every day?
We have a child comedian friend. This kid Brandon Wardell. He's like he's like 13 or 14, and his parents have to write all of his material.
Have to write all his tweets. His parents
all
have
his tweets. His parents mine his tweets from Black Twitter and fucking.
There was this girl, and I think she's still around, but obviously she's probably like 10 years older now. But maybe she was like 16 at the time, and she would come to the improv and do stand up, and she was like kind of cute, and but with tons of makeup, short skirt, high heels, like people. I don't get it. I don't get why you would send your daughter up on stage like that. And then the people at home. I'm using the word people because that's like giving you guys the benefit of the doubt that those are the list. That's how many listeners. And so you can't see what I'm doing, but he would like crouch by the side of the stage, like he's super gay. Her dad, her like stage dad, and he'd be like,
no,
like, you know, conducting her. But also all her jokes were like, you know, like as though like the guy was writing for like a Liza Minnelli special or something. They were like these, and she'd inflect like a gay guy. And it was like, you're just hearing her dad like every night. He's, and then you say this. Yeah. And here you go.
That's always what happens. There was another kid, that kid Leo, whatever the fuck his name was. Oh, yeah. DC. It was like two divorced.
It's like asthmatic little boy. That and his parents would make him go do open mics.
And his jokes were all about like not fucking good. Like, oh, it was clear his dad wrote those.
That's a funny sketch though. Like just like how much he hates his mom.
Oh, yeah. They were divorced.
You start to realize like, I think your dad's.
You'd be funny.
And he had this like hot mom who was like hit on every comic. It was so fucked
you'd
up.
You'd be funny. You have like a child comedian, but then you force him to do like, you know, where's the birth certificate? We haven't seen it. It looks like a Muslim to me.
That's actually really funny.
Like, if you want your lunch money tomorrow, you'll fucking
but
do
that's
the bit.
The only way that a kid comedian is going to be funny is if it's like, oh, it's like crazy because a kid shouldn't be saying that. But then then we know that the kid isn't saying it.
Hey, everybody. My name is Andrew Five Clay. I'm 5 years old.
Yes. So anyway, whores. Who whores?
Yeah. Luckily, my girlfriends don't even have pubes yet. Hey.
My
Dad,
daughter.
Can we go home?
When she was still just a baby, we would take her on stage and we had this one joke we would do where we go, "Where's your spleen?" She'd go, it got a big laugh.
It's a good bit.
Kids are great, huh?
Can't wait to have them.
So, do you have anything that you want to plug? Because they're like, we're
so
like
tomorrow
good to go.
Night. You can. I think there's still a few tickets left. Village Underground,
You're
8 o'clock.
You're gonna get the big bump, the Cumtown bump, right now.
Yes, I'm gonna feel it. I'm gonna see it in the line when I walk up. And there's a huge line. I'll be like, oh, Cumtown, you did it.
It's a you just check the sex offender registry.
Yes, I know.
Run it by the guest list, the manifest, and that's whoever overlaps. Those are those are all our guys.
That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then you can always just get my book, You're Better Than Me, if you're into. People might like your listeners might like it because it's
read her book, you pieces of shit.
It's about getting started in comedy and whatever. It's called You're Better Than Me. It's on Amazon or Audible.
Cool.
I have a movie on Netflix. It's called Living Our Money. I don't know. That's a good movie.
Women Aren't Funny on Netflix or iTunes.
Yes, correct.
And then the book,
Amazon or Amazon, Audible. You're Audible. Better than me.
Audible's audiobook, right?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I did it.
Cool. Whoa. I would hire somebody.
Well, then this is they pay you very very well to do the audiobook. But so then I got a hotel. They said it's going to take a week, 5 days. So I got a hotel for 5 days, and I told my husband like. Okay, you know, you got to just watch the kid. I got to do it. You know, it's the thing I got to do. And then I finished in like a day and a half. And so then I just like walked around the city like you know those men that get fired from their jobs and don't tell their wives?
Right,
and they
totally.
Just have to go, I'll see you later, honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As if he was just like honey. Feeding the birds.
It's a briefcase with just an apple
going back to the room, taking the call from my husband like, oh, I got to run back in there. I'm on a very short break. Yeah.
My friend's mom disappeared in high school. She was like just wound up. She was like spent 3 days at a bar. I remember him having like a crisis about it. He's like, yeah, my mom she doesn't come home in like 2 days, and we don't know where she is. And then, yeah, it turned out she was just drinking.
Just went on a bender.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I kind of get it. I mean, it is. Totally. I think it's an important part of being
that.
A mom.
If I had
to just go on a 3-day bender, just like not all the time, every 2 years.
Yeah. Especially if you can't drink during the pregnancy, you should get the bender in immediately.
You don't need to. You don't want to drink during your pregnancy because you're getting oxytocin like a motherfucker. I mean, it is the best drug, and if you could just have that all the time.
See, I don't. If you're an alcoholic, you want to drink.
No, I don't think you do. There are tons of alcoholics, drug addicts. They don't drink or use while they're pregnant. I mean, obviously some do, but a lot of them don't.
So why don't we just impregnate all of the women with drug problems?
Yes, I agree. Smart.
I think I just started my own charity.
Give them a little action.
Coming.
Or just let them breastfeed. That does this trick also.
Angels who come. Angels who fuck.
The cum angels.
The cum angels.
Breastfeeding's like a weird thing because, like, obviously my kid's 8, so I quit like 3 years ago.
I don't see you'd say that, but I don't know how long you're supposed to breastfeed.
Probably till much.
They
less
say
than
you're
that.
Supposed to breastfeed for 2 years, but 2 years is too long. Like,
oh, okay.
It's weird. It gets weird.
A 2-year-old is a little person.
They can talk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they can walk.
I wrote an article a couple years ago about breastfeeding my 12-year-old. And I got a lot of people that were mad at me. And then I got a bunch of people that were like, I actually find this to be very sexy.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, send me, like, email about, like, wanting to.
Well, you can get addicted to breastfeeding.
Because
you get addicted to the oxytocin.
Really?
And that's why women, the crazy women that breastfeed until their kids are 5 or whatever, they say they're doing it for their kids, but really
they're
drug addicts.
That felt cool.
They really are. They're like,
what a drug.
And those women we should
to.
Put back on heroin. Yeah. That's how I'm going
to
fix that.
Well, it's thank you for doing our stupid fucking podcast.
Thank
Appreciate
you for having
it. You were on Kennedy yesterday. Check her out yesterday on Kennedy.
Probably some YouTube.
Yeah,
I gotta get over to my show at the Village Underground.
Yeah, Come Town, episode 5.
Five.
We're done. Bye.